This is regional coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Nick Gass. Senate Republicans have rejected Governor Jay Nixon's nominee to direct the Missouri Department of Economic Development. Some feel he lacks private sector experience. The Senate Gubernatorial Appointments Committee refused to vote today on confirming Jason Hall to head the department. Nixon nominated Hall in late December to replace Department Director David Kerr, who had resigned. Missouri's Republican candidates for U.S. Senator having trouble raising enough money to keep up with Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill. In total, campaign finance summaries show that Republicans Todd Akin, Sarah Steelman, and John Bruner raised about $520,000 in individual donations during the last 3 months of 2011. That's barely half of the $923,000 that McCaskill raised alone. The Missouri Republican primary is in August. Ameren Missouri has filed a shoreline management plan that the utility says will ensure that most of the 1,600 homes along the Lake of the Ozarks shoreline are not threatened with removal. Ameren said today the plan, filed with the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission yesterday, revises the shoreline boundary. With this revision, the homes not encroaching on the land, and that is a part of Ameren's Bagnell Dam hydroelectric project. The commission will still have to approve the plan. And the Heart of Missouri United Way voted last week to adopt a new strategy that will focus future funding on programs that work with at-risk youth and poverty issues. As a result, United Way is likely to cut funds for local agencies that assist the elderly, such as Meals on Wheels, the Boone County Council on Aging, and the Mid-Missouri Alzheimer's Association. The new strategy would not be implemented until 2013. The director of Meals on Wheels, Marshall Walker, says a year is not enough time.
You know, if they had said, okay, we're going to give you a 25% cut this year and maybe another 25% cut, and within 4 years, you're going to have to find your funding. A gradual cut, but to eliminate everything with 11 months' notice is very difficult.
Walker says news of the cut came as a shock, even though the United Way Board of Directors had talked about adopting a new strategy for the past 2 years. She says the members have always assured organizations that their funding would not be cut out completely. A filibuster launched last week by Senate Democrats to block a vote on a workplace discrimination bill has resumed today. It would require that discrimination be a motivating factor, not a contributing factor, in any action taken by an employer against an employee. Democrat Maria Chappelle Nadal of St. Louis County restarted the filibuster and has so far talked about numerous topics, including taking salt from the floor of the Dead Sea during a trip to the Middle East.
And so I start stuffing all the sea salts in my bathing suit, and I'm like, I'm taking this home. This is the real stuff, because otherwise I'd have to buy it, but this is the real stuff. So everyone said, no, don't take it home. It's going to smell up your luggage.
Chappelle Nadal has vowed to kill the bill as long as it remains in its current form. Meanwhile, the Missouri House began debate today on its version of the workplace discrimination bill, but adjourned for the week without taking a vote. For KBIA News, I'm Nick Gass.